Welcome to For the Love of Sports. We got a pretty good episode today. I think it's going to be a little shorter than usual, but that's all right. So let's get into it. All right, today I think we're going to start off with rating some shoes. So yeah, let's get into it. First, we have the Nike Air Fear of God Shoot Around in the light bone colorway. I'm not a big fan of this shoe. Out of 10, I think I'm going to give it a 7. Because the laces around the top of the shoe, where the strap is. Other than that, I like the good looking of the swoosh on the shoe. And the bottom looks pretty nice. Next, we have the Nike Off-White Air Max 90. That is coming in January. Looks like a pretty nice shoe. I think I'd get that. But, again, I don't wear a lot of black, as I had said in that other sports show. So I'm going to give that a 6.5, but I love the off-white, what they're doing with the off-whites. It's so nice. Next, we got the Yeezy Static, and I'm a real big fan of this shoe. I really like the Static Reflective colorway. It's like a dark gray, and there's a lot of dots and everything all over it. And this is really nice to me. I really like it. I think I'm going to give it a 8 out of 10, because it's really nice. I love that. I wear a lot of gray, and a lot of things I wear go with gray. So yeah, I'm going to give that a 8 out of 10. Next, we have the PG 2.5s in this blue and kind of foreign-looking design on it. It's a really nice shoe. I don't really get the the foreign kind of pattern on it. It's not really my kind of a shoe. But if I was on, say, the Thunder or something lighter than that, I think I'd wear that. Yeah. Then I think lastly we'll go with the Air Max 95 Essentials. This is a really nice shoe. It's a silver, white, black. The bottoms, there's a little air bubble. They have that on a lot of shoes these days. I really like it. I think I'm going to give that maybe a 9, just because, again, I don't wear black. So, yeah, that's all for that. Now we're going to be talking about the Saints clinching the number one seed. I didn't really see this as a surprise. I thought the Saints were going to clinch the number one seed. They've had a really good season led by Drew Brees, and I think he's had a really nice season. He's been so accurate with the ball, and he just knows where it's going with a lot of help from Alvin Kamara in the backfield. They have a decent enough record. So really I didn't see this as a surprise. I don't know if anyone else did, but the Saints have had a great season. With Alvin Kamara, Drew Brees, they've had a great defensive season. And I can see them coming into the playoffs as, like, just a really good team, a dominant team. Again, with Alvin Kamara just running through guys. And Drew Brees making really nice passes. I don't exactly know who they got the number one seed over, but they beat the Steelers. So the Steelers, again, they've had a really good season, and in the last seconds of the game, oh, it was so great to watch. They had, like, Juju Smith-Schuster. He fumbled the ball. I could see him crying over on the bench. Yeah, that was tough, but they fumbled the ball in the last seconds, and they clinched the win, the Saints. So, all in all, a good win for them. It gives them some confidence going into the playoffs. And I can see them just being really good in the playoffs. So, yeah, it's all for that. I'd like to give a shout out to my man Blake Follinsby. We have another channel on the Be with Blake Follinsby, where we do that other sports show almost daily. We're not really able to do it daily because I have energy baseball from ranging from Monday to Thursday, whatever it is. But yeah, he's really the one who got me into this podcast. And really, it's been such a fun ride. It's been so fun. And I don't want this to sound cheesy, but thanks, Blake. I really appreciate it. And I hope he succeeds in his broadcasting career. He really wants to be a broadcaster. I want to be a sports player, but it's all right. We all have what we want to do in life, so thanks, Blake. That's really all. So now we're going to talk about the updated draft order after week 16. So let's get into it. Number one, we have the Arizona Cardinals at 3-12. The Arizona Cardinals really having a tough year, and it hasn't been great for them at all. It's been really bad. Just even to watch them play, I almost feel bad for all the fans in Arizona. But then again, I don't. Next, we have the Oakland Raiders at 3-11. I had high hopes for them at the start of the season, bringing in Derek Carr and Marshawn Lynch. I thought they'd almost be a dominant force, but they've had a garbage year. I don't think John Gruden even knows how to use them. That's really all. So next, we got the San Francisco 49ers at 4-11. They don't have Jimmy G, and again, they used to be such a disgrace to the league, and they were fun to watch once Garoppolo started getting into it for them, but now they're just garbage again. Next, we have the New York Jets at 4-11, same thing for them. Tough year, but maybe they'll bounce back in maybe 20 years or so. We have the Detroit Lions, who I'm pretty sure had actually beat the Patriots at the start of the year with guy who did our defensive coordinating in New England, Matt Patricia. He's a good coach. I like him. He's a good head coach. Teaches the defense more than the offense, and he's a good coach down there, a good fit down in Detroit. Then we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 5-10. Nothing to say there. They haven't been a good team in a while. Then the New York Giants, who all in all just can't pass for more than 20 yards. OBJ had said it. He doesn't like what's happening down there in New York. But, yep. Then there is the Buffalo Bills. Nothing really to say there. Tough year. Then the Jacksonville Jaguars, they need Jalen Ramsey. They can't have him screwing around all the time and just popping off all the time. Then we have the Atlanta Falcons with Julio Jones and Matt Ryan, who could be so good, but Matt Ryan just has a hard time watching Julio get open. Then the Carolina Panthers, my second favorite team. I love Cam Newton, Christian McCaffrey, and what they do on the offense. A bad year at 6-9 for them, though. And they've been tough to watch throughout the year. And I knew it wouldn't be such a great year for them. Cincinnati Bengals at 6-9. That's three teams at 6-9. Bengals, they could be good. AJ Green, I think, is a Hall of Famer in the making. And, yep, then we have the Denver Broncos at 6-8. They have some good young QBs down there, but I don't think they're getting anywhere for the next few years. Next, we have the Green Bay Packers, which is one of Blake's, I think, his second favorite team. He really likes them, and I don't, the cheeseheads. But Aaron Rodgers got hurt. He was out, I think, one game. maybe not even. But he could be good if he was younger. He'd be so much better in this league where it's more passing than it is running. When it used to be just running when he was, you know, in his prime. They have the Miami Dolphins at 7-8. I have nothing to say on the Dolphins, just whatever. Throw them out there, not a team I really watch. The Washington Redskins at 7-8. Cleveland Browns at 7-7-1. I didn't think the Cleveland Browns would be as high as 17 coming into the year. But the fact that they're 7-7-1 when the lowest team is 3-12, that's pretty impressive to me, so looking at the Browns. I think they're a pretty good team, though. They have a lot of good rookies, since they almost have every single first-round pick the last few years. So, yep. Then we have the Philadelphia Eagles. Nothing to say there. Tough year for them. The Steelers at 8-6-1. Sorry, the Eagles are at 8-7. The Steelers are at 8-6-1. Steelers haven't been great at all lately, but they did beat New England, and it was a crappy game there. Then we have the Tennessee Titans at 9-6, my third favorite team. Marcus Mariota, my second favorite QB behind Cam Newton. I love Marcus Mariota, the way he throws the ball. He's so young. I have nothing bad to say about the Titans. Next, we got the Vikings at 8-6-1. Stephon Diggs is just a force out there. I remember the game. I will never forget that. The game in the playoffs where he had just leaped up and caught that ball without even getting hit. A horrible play by the Saints defense, but is what it is. Next, we got the Indianapolis Colts, at 9-6. I don't have anything to say on them. They got a decent defense. Number 52 on their team. He is unstoppable. Next, we got the Seahawks at 8-6. Seahawks, I like Russell Wilson, but he doesn't fit in with their offense. He just doesn't throw the ball enough. Or he throws the ball too much, actually. He's a running QB. He needs to have, like, a good running back and a few plays where he runs himself. Just, they're making him throw too much. Next, we have the Los Angeles Chargers at 11-4. And we'll just finish off the list. We got the Ravens at 9-6. The Raiders from Dallas Cowboys at 9-6. They got that draft pick. The Houston Texans at 10-5. Oh, I have a Deshaun Watson jersey. I love that team. The Raiders via Chicago Bears at 11-4. The Patriots are 10-5. The Rams are 12-3. Chiefs 11-3. And the Saints are 13-2. So that's that, and the order is via tankathon.com. That'll be the end of this podcast. Thank you for listening. Tune in another time. I may not be back tomorrow. Christmas, I'm taking the day off. I may do a segment on that other sports show with Blake, but yeah, that's all. I will be back soon. Thank you for tuning in. See you later.